Manavendrapuri, his very sacred sitting place, is right here with the Govinda deity. It's a Pratibhu deity. The actual real deity is in Natwa. This is the actual deity that was unearthed by the vision from his dream. So you know the story of Madhavendrapuri Pad when he was just sitting and wasn't taking any food at all, wasn't asking anybody for any food. And then the mothers came to the well and they saw him sitting fasting. Then one young boy, Gopal, he came with a pot of milk and gave to Madhavendrapuri. Madhavendrapuri drank that milk in complete ecstasy. And then he dozed off, it's described, and then he had a dream. In the dream, Govindaji came to him and showed him where he was buried in the ground from the Brahmin priest. They had buried him for fear of the Muslims. And then in the next morning, he went to the village and got many villagers, and they unearthed that very beautiful form of Govinda. And then they performed wonderful Abhishek, and the whole story is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I think it's Madhyam 8 of Madhya Leela of Madhavendrapuri Pad. So we just come to his sitting place, and also this deity of Govinda is there now, the same deity that is also in Natwa. The original deity is in Natwa. So now we're back on the road again, and we're walking down towards Navalkund and Asarakund and Puchuri. This is the like the tail of Govardhan, the bottom end of Govardhan. This is about a quarter of the parikrama that we'll have done at this point in time. And Navalkund is described as where the perspiration of Radha and Krishna melted and formed this kund. Apsarakund also. The Rasastali is very close by here. In Apsarakund, it's described that all the 10 avatars eternally reside at this place in Apsarakund. Always these Dashavatar isn't there, so we can pray and beg for the mercy of any of these personalities in Apsarakund and Navalkund. This whole section and area where we are is very sacred and very intimate in the understanding of Radha and Krishna's pastimes here. So the dust is very soft today, the sun is shining beautifully, and there's a wonderful kirtan, and there's perhaps 1,000 devotees, mostly Westerners, all walking through these very sacred places today under the guidance of our beloved Gurudev, with Pujapati Tirtha Maharaj and Bon Maharaj and Rasananda Prabhu leading us through these very beautiful places to imply within our hearts a deeper sense of the reality of Krishna's presence continually in this earthly planet, and to be inspired more and more in our practices of devotion to Srila Gurudev. So I'll end here.
Jai.